Support for Switched On Pop comes from Squarespace. Squarespace is an all-in-one platform that you can use to build a website and help people find your ventures. Whether you're seeking a location for your podcast, teaching language courses, or selling handcrafted ceramics, Squarespace makes it easy to create a polished, professional place that connects people with whatever it is you're excited about. Visit squarespace.com/onpop for a free trial. When you're ready to launch, use offer code ONPOP to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Charlie, lately there has been a pop song that is everywhere. I cannot get it out of my head, and it is driving me crazy.
What's that?
Okay, rather than tell you, let's sing it together. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Nate. Thank you very much. Happy birthday to you.
And many more.
That was horrible.
Yeah.
I hate this song so much.
It is your birthday.
My birthday is in 2 days. And yes, I'm an Aries, so I'm very stubborn. And once I get something in my head, I can't get it out. We're going to dedicate this episode to discussing why the song is so horrible and why it needs to go away forever. And this is a moment where happy birthday is everywhere, right? The CDC is literally telling us to sing it while we wash our hands so that we do it for at least 20 seconds.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Melodic.
Thank you very much.
Happy birthday to you.
And because this song was finally entered into the public domain 5 years ago after a lengthy copyright battle, we are now exposed to it all the time. There was a blissful period where no one wanted to pay the copyright on this song, so you never heard it.
It wasn't in movies.
And now, for better or worse, that is no longer the case. So it's really important that we collectively decide never to sing this song again. And I'm not alone. Let me be clear. I'm not alone in this. I want to play you a clip from Trevor Noah, comedian, host of The Daily Show. This is a clip that was filmed in between the taping when he's just kind of going back and forth with the audience.
Think about it this way. If you told someone from another culture, like let's say they'd never experienced happy birthday, you could think it was like a death song. like a song about like you're 1 year closer to death. Imagine if you didn't speak English at all and you'd never heard the song in your life, right? You wouldn't know what they're saying. Just think of the tone and the pitch of the song. So like everyone gathers around someone and they like sit down and then they turn off the lights and then someone comes out with a candle, like candles on a cake, and it's just like happy birthday.
Okay, so with Trevor Noah's criticism in mind, I want to go through all the reasons why this song is absolute trash and then consider some alternatives that we might sing for the future. Because I'm not Scrooge here. Yeah, no. I love birthdays. I love celebrating. I love singing together, but not this song. Ready?
Are you one?
Reason one why this song needs to die is exactly what Trevor Noah was just talking about. This song is not fun. It is not happy. It is lugubrious.
That's the perfect word for it.
Thank you. I was going to go with lachrymose, but we'll stick with lugubrious. I think Trevor Noah is onto something. There's something kind of dirge-like about the music of this song, and you strip away the words. Something funereal.
There's definitely some Scottish guys marching along in a field with a bagpipe and someone's died.
Yeah, okay, and you just dropped the M word here, the march. And I am sensing the same thing, and I think it all really starts with the opening rhythm of this song. Happy birthday. It's got, it's this dotted rhythm. Yeah, it's like da, 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 da.
Happy birthday to you.
which is a hard rhythm for a young person to sing. So it's very strange that we would expect like a 2-year-old to sing that.
Totally.
It's not in a common rhythm.
And you know where we find this rhythm?
A march.
Any march in particular?
The March of the Penguins?
Oh, you sweet, sweet child.
What about like the Imperial March?
You're getting warmer.
Mm.
The composition that John Williams based the Imperial March from Star Wars on.
Oh, it comes from Holst.
From Chopin.
Oh. Happy birthday, right?
Dun, 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 right. Happy birthday to you. Mm. Happy birthday. I mean, that is really dark. I mean, you just picture people in black processing through the rain. It's a sad rhythm.
Wow. So from happy birthday to Star Wars Imperial March, and it's actually Chopin's funeral.
Well, I mean, I'm stretching, but certainly I think that rhythm, happy birth, like that is, like you said, a march rhythm. And I think it's not easy to make the jump to a funeral march because you often sing this song in a very slow tempo.
Mm.
Maybe I would even say plodding is a descriptor.
Mm.
And, you know, it's worth noting this wasn't the way the song was always intended.
Oh.
When it was written by the Mills sisters back in the 1890s for the group of students that they were teaching, it was called Good Morning to All.
Oh.
If you change that first word to a single syllable, you get, I think, a much nicer kind of rhythmic profile. Something like, good morning to all, good morning to all, good morning, dear children, good morning to all.
Ah, so this is an issue of declamation.
Yes. You just dropped a big old D-bomb there. Talk to me of declamation.
You introduced declamation to me when we talked about Shawn Mendes. It's all about how we set the words and rhythm together, and certain words have a natural rhythm. And the word happy birthday is just not easy to sing. But good morning to all has a more so natural, it pairs to a more common rhythm.
You know, I'll even introduce one more wrinkle here because in a 1922 publication of this song, they don't suggest happy birthday with that dotted march rhythm.
Mm.
They just suggest happy birthday. So it's just a straight, let me play.
Yeah,
I think that's
kind
of hard to hear. So there's happy birthday to you.
Okay, that's the normal way, the uneven staccato rhythm.
Then there's also happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you. Very subtle, the difference between da-da-da and da-da-da.
Mm.
But I vastly prefer that suggested second version.
It also makes me realize that this song is a terrible song to sing collectively because it begins not on the downbeat. Like, you have to anticipate
It's got a pickup, yeah.
It's got a pickup.
Charlie, you have just brought us to...
Are You Too?
The second reason why this song is terrible and needs to be banished immediately. This song is really hard to sing together.
Yeah.
For a song that is one of the only songs we sing collectively as a society, along with like the Star Spangled Banner, Take Me Out to the Ball Game, and...
And of course, Lady Gaga's Poker Face.
Right, of course. Just these really, you know, cultural touchstones. For a song that is one of the few songs we sing together, it is really hard to sing together.
Yeah.
And the first thing is what you pointed out, that it starts on an upbeat. So it's how everyone, whenever you start the song, everyone's always like, when
it's
who's...
a giant gasp.
Yeah.
It's a collective gasp. Where does it start? How's it going to happen? And then one person leads it, usually Nate, because he's bold.
And then the way the song is constructed, there's an awkward pause after every phrase. Happy birthday to you. Gaping pause, silence. Who's going to start the next verse?
That's where the drum solo goes.
Happy birthday to you. Another awkward pause. This is horrible. Everyone's thinking, when will this end? Get me out of here. And then finally, the worst moment in the whole song, or maybe the second worst, we'll see. This octave leap, an incredibly difficult interval to sing. Happy birthday. That is so cruel.
Right.
To make people sing an octave. That's a really daunting interval.
Yeah.
And that's the part of the song when it's usually the most excruciating. Happy birthday. Everyone's like, oh God, what's happening?
We wrote about in our book, the songwriter, great songwriter, Irving Berlin, had this sort of treatise for how to write a pop song. And you're supposed to constrain your vocal to an octave and not make giant leaps because they're difficult to sing. They should move in stepwise motion.
Totally.
Unless you are a diva and when you want to go out of this world, I think the only song that deserves its octave leap narratively is Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high.
Oh, I like that, because you're saying it's literally, you can like feel the distance of like, you can imagine jumping over a rainbow.
Yes.
Because of how massive that octave leap is. Somewhere. That's.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You got to arch it.
Yeah.
You got to bend all the way there.
I went diving for octaves in pop music, you know, because as you might imagine, they're pretty rare and usually only when, you know, like you said, a diva is singing them.
Right.
Though, interestingly, you know what song I realized has a lot of octave leaps in it?
What's that?
Ed Sheeran's Perfect.
Really?
Yeah.
Baby, I'm dancing in the dark. You between my arms, barefoot on the grass, listening to our
Yeah, but that's a, no, that's a diva vocal, but it's shrouded in the hushed whispers of Ed Sheeran.
Totally, totally. I just wanted, we shower a lot of hate on Ed Sheeran on the show. I wanted to give him his props.
I appreciate
that. That's a tough thing to sing.
I like Ed Sheeran.
Okay. Table that for another day.
But what we don't like...
Our octaves in the middle of a frickin' birthday song.
Yes.
What? That's like dastardly.
Yeah.
It's really hard to sing. Okay. So this song, we agree, is hard to sing. That brings us to...
Are You Three?
Okay. We haven't even gotten to probably the most uncomfortable moment whenever you're singing Happy Birthday.
What's the name of the person?
Yes, exactly.
Really?
Ding, ding, ding. You're like, I mean, let's just recap what's happened so far.
Yeah.
You started on an upbeat. No one started together. It was really uncomfortable. You have these long gaps. No one knows where to begin the next phrase. You all had to jump up an octave, and it sounded like a bunch of donkeys braying. And then you kind of get to the climax of the song, and everyone's like, wait, how are we going to sing this person's name? So there's like kind of a write-in, you know, enter your name here moment.
Right.
Which on one hand is like lovely, you know, it's kind of a customizable song.
Right.
But also this has so many pitfalls, okay? Like, first of all, take, you know, your name.
Charlie.
Are we going to call you Charlie? Are we going to call you Charles? We haven't decided that
Chuck,
in advance.
The formal Chaz.
Chuck, Chaz, Sir Charles, Gnarls. You know, there's a lot of options here.
Right.
Now, the best one is probably Charlie because that fits with the two-syllable pitch count of the song. Da, 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 one, two.
Charlie. Yeah. But like, what if you had to sing Charles?
Well,
which is an impossible word.
That's the worst. Then you have this really awkward kind of like melisma. Charles. It's like, sounds horrible. Nate. It's like, no. No, don't do that.
Everyone just collectively neighed together. No.
And then what if you have, you know, a multi-syllabic name?
Right, yeah.
You know, Ezekiel. And all of a sudden, happy birthday, dear Ezekiel. I mean, everyone's going to like fudge it in some slightly different way.
Right.
We don't want some collective free jazz improv moment in the middle of our birthday song. And yet that's what we have to contend with every time we sing this song.
Maybe that's why people feel so embarrassed when people are singing happy birthday to him. It's not just the like collective recognition, which can make some people uncomfortable, stage fright, whatever. It's just deeply embarrassing for everyone involved.
Yes, it's embarrassing for the singers. It's embarrassing for the birthday person.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing for any, hapless
bystanders
having to watch
the worst.
A restaurant.
You don't know what the name is.
Okay, this brings us to...
Are You Four?
The fourth reason this song sucks This is a little more idiosyncratic and a little more personal for me.
Okay.
But let's talk about that same moment with the name. Mm-hmm. There's something happening musically there that I don't like.
Okay.
Now, you may feel differently. Sure. So, you know, to each their own.
Sure.
But let's break down what's happening musically at this mm-hmm. moment.
Ooh. Wait, that is Happy Birthday?
What that is playing? Happy Birthday. I'm just isolating that one moment.
How would you even describe that? Is that like a, is there a flat six on top? What is that?
It is an appoggiatura.
Appoggiatura. I definitely learned that about 15 years ago and I can't remember what it means.
Let's refresh your memory. Appoggiatura, from the Italian for leaning, this describes any moment when you have a pitch that does not belong to a chord resolving to a pitch that does belong to a chord.
Right. It's a suspension.
It's a suspension, but in a very particular way, in which you accent the chromatic note. So that's the note chroma, the colorful note that doesn't belong to the chord. So in this case, we have a chord. If we're playing this song in C, we have a chord here that's an F major chord.
Nice and happy.
And you know what note doesn't belong in that F major chord?
I'm going to guess it's a B.
It's this B natural, exactly. If I just play that all at the same time, it's got a nice kind of crunchy dissonance to it.
Yeah.
And
tritone.
And then there's this kind of emotional release we get when we hear that dissonance, that chromaticism resolve to a member of the chord. And now we're in this happy chromatic land. So we're going from dissonance to consonance. Chromaticism to diatonicism. And if we put it in the context of the song, it becomes this kind of climactic melodic moment.
I also love that if we go back to our like classical theory stuff,
please,
like that
always.
That interval, the tritone, has that B and the F together is the devil in music. It's the thing you're not supposed to do.
But then when it resolves, it's like, oh, that's a nice feeling. So this is like...
It works in like jazz, but it doesn't work in like a kid's song.
Well, I would say where it works is in romantic, capital R, operatic and symphonic music.
Yeah.
And if you'll indulge me, I'd like to do a little classical masters.
Indulge away.
So Happy Birthday is a song written in the 1890s. And you know who's one of the most popular composers around the world in the late 19th century?
Wagner.
Boom. Wow. Charlie. A++. You just ripped that right out. I love it.
I read the rest is noise.
Richard Wagner, right? He is like the god of music, which is problematic for a number of reasons. One of the biggest ones being that he's a virulent anti-Semite whose music later becomes the soundtrack of the Third Reich. But I hate him for another reason. And it has a lot to do with these appoggiaturas.
That's a very idiosyncratic reason to hate Wagner. Maybe we hate him for an additional reason.
Yeah, yeah. No. I mean, I think these symbolize the larger picture of what I dislike about Wagner. It's like this yearning sound, this kind of grand romantic gesture, and everything Wagner ever wrote was just like meant to be on the biggest, largest scale, and he has no sense of shame or modesty, which maybe reminds me of certain figures in the 21st century who I want to avoid. This feels to me like a very kind of indulgent kind of gesture in a certain way. And it's one that you hear all over Wagner. Take, for instance, the prelude from his opera, or sorry, he preferred to call them music dramas because he's so pretentious. This piece ends with one of these climactic appoggiaturas, just like Happy Birthday.
An appoggiatura.
Many.
Appoggiatura-y.
Yeah. So just like in Happy Birthday, we have this crowning moment that's like, yada, yada. It's this very yearning, like, oh, yada, yada, I'm so romantic and grand, and look at me. To bring it back happy birthday.
Gosh.
Every time I hear this moment of the song, happy birthday, dear so-and-so, and that da-na, I'm like, ugh. Get that romantic era 19th century Wagner loving appoggiatura out of my face. Okay, Charlie, you seem sufficiently beleaguered by our discussion of 19th century opera. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, let's consider what some alternatives to Happy Birthday might be.
Fabulous.
Support for Switched On Pop comes from Squarespace. Squarespace is an all-in-one platform that you can use to build a website and help people find your ventures. Whether you're seeking a location for your podcast, teaching language courses, or selling handcrafted ceramics, Squarespace has all the tools you need to create a home on the web. You can create a polished, professional place that connects people with whatever it is you're excited about. Squarespace also supports all forms of connecting with those people, whether you're selling products online or in person or offering memberships. You can make your website look exactly how you want it. They even have tools to help you create a custom logo, and they make it easy to create a place for people to schedule an appointment with you, browse your services, or learn more about why you do what you do. Visit squarespace.com/onpop for a free trial. When you're ready to launch, use offer code ONPOP to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Support for this show comes from Art Beats and Lyrics, a new documentary from Vox Creative along with Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey and Cult Creative. Directed by Bill Horace, Art Beats and Lyrics showcases how a humble art show has grown into a cultural phenomenon. The film unveils the origin stories of the event's founder, Jabari Graham, and its curator, Dwayne W. Wright, exploring how Atlanta has shaped their individual paths while also revealing their distinct roles within art, beats, and lyrics. The documentary follows Jabari W. and several of this year's feature artists as they gear up for ABNL's 20th anniversary tour, captivating thousands of fans at each and every show. Stream Art, Beats, and Lyrics now on Hulu. Please drink responsibly. Whiskey Specialty, 35% alcohol by volume, Jack Daniel's Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniel's and Tennessee Honey are registered trademarks. 2024 Jack Daniel's, all rights reserved.
Are you five? Charlie, yeah, you thought I was going to let that bit go? You were mistaken. Okay, so we have enumerated the reasons why Happy Birthday is a disaster. It is lugubrious, funereal even. It is really hard to sing with an awkward phrase structure and a big old octave leap. When you get to the name part, no one knows what to do. And finally, maybe this is a very Nate-centric criticism, it brings up associations with romantic opera and my least favorite anti-Semitic composer, Wagner, every time we get that appoggiatura at the end. Okay, so if we are in agreement that Happy Birthday is a garbage song that needs to go, and we didn't even get into the gross kind of use of the song as a patent troll copyright bludgeon for decades.
Right.
That's almost another episode entirely.
Yeah.
But there was a long time when this song, which should have been in the public domain, was just raking in money for Warner Brothers because
millions of dollars a year.
Totally, because they had a copyright on it that meant you couldn't sing this like song that clearly belonged in the public domain.
It was very suspect copyright.
Yes, and finally, thanks to the filmmaker and activist Jennifer Nelson, in 2015, a judge struck down that ruling, and now Happy Birthday is free for us all to sing all the time, and
but
it's my own personal nightmare. Okay, so what is out there for those of us who are looking for an alternative to Happy Birthday?
Yeah.
I think the most obvious is, for he's a jolly good fellow, for he's a jolly good fellow, for he's a jolly good fellow, that nobody can deny, that nobody can deny, that nobody can deny. I mean, that is so much fun to sing.
That was great.
Now, I anticipate your criticism. This song has so many gender pronouns. I mean, sure, you could swap in she or they as you would please.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe that's one mark against it. I mean, is a fellow a gendered? I don't know if that's a gendered concept. Fellow?
I'm guessing it probably is.
I'm guessing it is, but maybe we can rewrite it.
Take back the word?
Yeah.
Okay.
Take back fellow.
All right. Because otherwise we'd have to say folk, and that is just the hardest word.
For they're a jolly good person, for they're a jolly good person. Yeah.
That works.
It's fine. Yeah.
I like celebrating personhood.
I mean, that's a great song. I think that should be anyone's go-to when they don't want to sing Happy Birthday.
Asterisk. Good person.
Okay, what else is out there? We've got some material from the Beatles.
There's an issue with this song.
Hit me.
Well, it has a number of the same problems that the other birthday song has,
including,
most importantly, a glaring gap in the middle of the song. So you're going to have to be like, you say it's your birthday.
Awkward pause.
Do you sing it?
It's my birthday too. Yeah. No, that is highly problematic.
Unless I feel like some like drumming and clapping. I don't know.
You could all go, they say it's your birthday. Na, 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 my birthday too. That could be kind of fun, actually.
Yeah, free improv.
I think, actually, let's throw that out as an option. That works better than I thought. I love that the song is a blues.
Yeah.
I love that it's ungendered.
Yeah.
It's solid.
Super celebratory.
Definitely a Paul composition, you can tell.
Very high vocal. Maybe I'm a man, and maybe you're the only woman who could ever help me.
Okay.
I spent my whole life trying to sing the Beatles, thinking I couldn't sing, and I later realized I was a baritone, and that Paul can sing at an absurd octave.
Fast forward to the present, and artists are still trying to put out the next big birthday song.
Yeah.
In just the last year, there have been two really interesting entries into the great birthday song canon that stretches from the 1890s, Happy Birthday to You, to the Beatles in the 1960s, right up to 2019, 2020. Anne Marie just released a song called Birthday. It's my birthday. I'ma do what I like. I'ma eat what I like. I'ma kiss you what I like. It's my birthday. I'ma do what I like. I'ma wear what I like. I'ma party tonight. God damn, it's my birthday. Everybody love me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look at me. Give me money. Damn, it's my birthday. And I spoke with Anne Marie to understand what moved her to write this contemporary pop ode to the birthday.
I wanted to write a birthday song for quite a while. I think it came from whenever I was doing a live show, I always used to shout out to the crowd, whose birthday is it today? And sing the original Happy Birthday.
I know that it's one person's birthday. We have to start there. Happy birthday to you.
I mean, it's fine. I mean, it's been around my whole life, and I've celebrated my birthday to it every year, so I got a bit sick of it. I was like, I'm going to write my own one. To make, actually, because I love birthdays, so I was basically just explaining my favourite day ever and what I want to do. If you're bored of singing the original, try Miley's song out, and people seem to laugh at that.
So my question to you, Nate, is like, could this work?
Well, this is interesting because it's from the perspective of the birthday recipient.
I like that.
So it kind of flips the script. It's like, instead of everyone singing at you, you sing at everyone, it's my birthday.
I feel like that's going to work well for you. As someone who, anytime that there's a piano in a room, will run to it and get everybody singing along. For someone like me who has a little bit more anxiety about performing in public, I don't know.
Fair enough. No, I think this song is all about safety in numbers.
It's a fun choice, though. I dig it.
I'm into this track.
You know what it does do?
What's that?
Limited vocal range. Anybody can sing this one. Not in a bad way. It's just like, you can sing it.
Yeah. And I like the sentiments. Like, your birthday, do what you want. Wear what you want. Kiss who you want.
Give me an envelope full of money.
Eat what you want, yeah. Emery is not alone in tapping into this birthday zeitgeist. In the last year, an artist we've covered before on the show, Fetty Wap, also has a song out simply called Birthday. Loving when you off my way. Baby, you a boss. I'ma listen when you talk now, baby. Loving when you off that way. We can go
partake trips for your birthday, baby. It's a fun song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's solid.
Has the gender issue.
Uh-huh. You could swap in again
swap
another
anywhere.
Gender.
Also,
but
you could swap in a name.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Nate, it's your birthday. You know?
Charles, it's your birthday.
I like it.
Yeah. I think this is really catchy.
Yeah.
Whether it goes into the sort of birthday pantheon that everyone will be singing, hard to say. But I like it. It's a contender.
Yeah.
Okay. There's one glaring omission that we haven't discussed yet that is probably the most viable contender to replace our current horrible birthday song. It's actually a song that Aisha Harris in Slate calls the black birthday song. Because if you go to a lot of African-American gatherings, you won't hear happy birthday to you. You'll hear this.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. I just never understood.
That's Stevie Wonder's track from Hotter Than July, Happy Birthday. This is so much fun to sing.
Yes.
It's funky and rhythmic and easy to sing along together. It's got this great energy, no gendered pronouns to worry about. It's just like a party in a box. Like, I absolutely love this song. Another reason I love this song is not just that it's joyous and fun to sing, but that there's a history to the song that I wasn't even aware of. Usually when you hear this song, you just hear the chorus of it that we just listened to. But if you listen to the rest of the lyrics, you realize it's not just a generic birthday song. It's a very specific birthday song.
I just never understood how a man who died for good could not have a day that was. He said, aside for his recognition, because it should never be.
You know it doesn't make much sense. There ought to be a law against anyone who takes offense at a day in your celebration.
Who is it?
This was a song that Stevie wrote to help campaign for the federal passage of Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday becoming a federal holiday.
Wow.
Which it in fact did in 1983, so just 3 years later, when Ronald Reagan signed it into law.
Hmm.
So Stevie Wonder was writing this birthday song with a very specific message. And a successful one.
Yeah.
Like this was, I think this song was a big part of the reason that turning MLK Jr.'s birthday into a national holiday got a massive groundswell of support. And it's kind of beautiful to think about that when you're singing this song now, you're not just singing a really fun, funky birthday song. You're also like paying homage to a great civil rights leader.
Mm. I think you've made a strong case.
Okay, so we've laid out the reasons why the OG Happy Birthday needs to go. We've offered some replacements. I'd like to leave with a note to our listeners. Give us more suggestions for Happy Birthday songs that can replace this antiquated 1890s Wagner-loving Mill Sisters travesty. And send them our way on Twitter at SwitchedOnPop. And bonus challenge, if you want to write your own birthday song, again, make it singable, ideally gender neutral, fun, not lugubrious. Like, maybe we can generate the next birthday song for the 21st century. We'll see. Might be a tall order. And until then, we remain your producers, Nate Sloan.
Charlie Harding.
Our brilliant editor and engineer is Brandon McFarland. Megan Lubin and Bridget Armstrong are our producers. Abby Barr does social media, and Iris Gottlieb provides our kick-ass illustrations. Liz Nelson and Nishat Kirwa are executive producers, and we're proud members of the Vox Media Podcast Network.
Catch us on social media, at SwitchedOnPop on Twitter and Instagram. Send us your happy birthday songs, and send us other recommendations as well. It's so often your voices on the show that make it the most fun. We're going to be back again in another week with another episode. And until then, thanks
for
listening.
Support for Switched On Pop comes from Squarespace. Squarespace is an all-in-one platform that you can use to build a website and help people find your ventures. Whether you're seeking a location for your podcast, teaching language courses, or selling handcrafted ceramics, Squarespace makes it easy to create a polished, professional place that connects people with whatever it is you're excited about. Visit squarespace.com/onpop for a free trial. When you're ready to launch, use offer code ONPOP to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.